Did you know people use AI in their daily life more than you think they do? Artificial intelligence, how do people are using it? With the past of the years, the percentage of people that are using it has increased. People use the AI in various aspects of their lives. For example, some students use it for do their work or the important essays. Welcome to our radio program. We are Diego, Santiago, and Camila. As you already heard, our topic is about the AI, the actual and powerful technology that is so useful, but at the same time, people abuse of its use. For example, for doing their task, people do not code, so this means plagiarism. Also, there is another type of AI that are the smart assistants that are used for the daily activities, as control your house or remind you about meetings or important things. The problem is that people is being dependent from this. The smart assistants as Siri, Alexa, and the Google Assistant can do everything for us. Not only them, also ChatGPT, one of the most common. In this platform, people can find the answer for almost everything. The problem is that it's updated until 2022. People have to be conscious and give it a good use. Also, sometimes this AI gives incorrect answers that could affect the work that people could be doing. Now, Santiago is going to talk about a deeper perspective about this topic.
Thank you, Camila. So now I'm going to analyze more deeply the issue. Although AI has multiple advantages that if used properly, it could be a very helpful tool for many people all around the world, there are some people that don't give the right usage to this incredible tool. Some students or even grown-ups ask the artificial intelligence to do all the job for them, and they don't even cite where the information comes from. We will try to draw a conclusion depending on the answers of the interviews I will soon do, since some people don't copy exactly the info, but they cite them. So here we are with Michael, Camila's brother, and he is willing to answer the questions. The first question is, do you use AI in your daily basis and for what?
Yes, I do. And I use it when I need to write in an essay.
Very interesting. And now, do you have a personal assistant present in your home like Siri or Alexa?
Yes, I do. I have Alexa.
Okay, and the last question, when you use AI in your essays or works, do you cite it or do you copy directly the information?
I cite it.
Thank you very much. Hi everybody, here we are with Isabella and she's willing to answer the questions. So the first question is, do you use AI in your daily basis and for what?
Yes, I do, for my homework.
Okay, now the second question, do you have a personal assistant in your home?
Yes, I have Google Assistant.
Okay, and for our last question, when you use AI in your works or essays, do you cite them or do you copy directly the information?
Yes, I do cite them.
As we draw our comprehensive conclusions, it becomes clear that artificial intelligence is a useful tool. Despite the contending with a somewhat tarnished reputation, the potential trajectory of AI development appears to ascend to levels that surpass our current imaginative capacities. The landscape has evolved significantly since the advent of advanced AI chat systems, exemplified by the groundbreaking capabilities of platforms like ChatGPT. This surge in AI integration has become increasingly common in daily tasks, encompassing academic pursuits, image creation, information aggregation, and beyond. To bring this broadcast to a close, we extend our deepest gratitude for choosing to be part of this radio program. We sincerely hope that you found the content enjoyable. If you have any questions or reflections, don't hesitate to connect with us through our social media channels. Until our next broadcast at the same hour. We look forward to welcoming you back for more engaging and insightful content.